On today's 5-Minute Friday, I ask this question: how do you pay your volunteers? Welcome, everyone, to 5-Minute Friday on Kinetic Podcasts. Hope you're having a great day. And today I want to ask this question: how do you pay your volunteers? Now, I know this might be considered a misleading title, misleading question, because a volunteer, in its definition, right? We don't pay a volunteer in our kids' ministry, a volunteer at our churches, a volunteer in a nonprofit organization. In any scenario, in any situation, volunteers, they give of their time without expecting to be paid. And I'm not talking today about being paid monetarily, but what I'm talking about is paying our volunteers with appreciation. And so if you're a kids pastor, if you're a kids leader, if you're a pastor, if you're in any kind of ministry leadership, you know as well as I do that volunteers are the lifeblood of our ministry, especially in kids ministry. Each Sunday, each midweek, there's countless volunteers, there's countless teachers, people that are preparing snack, people that are driving the buses, people that are greeting the kids, people that are doing behind-the-scenes work for our VBS, for any outreach event. There's all kinds of work that's being done during, before, and after. And a lot of that has to do with the power of volunteers, people that have a passion for reaching kids, have a passion for reaching their community and reaching families. And so they give of their time, not so they can get anything in return, but because it's their passion, it's their desire to reach out to kids and families for Christ. But here's where we come in as a leader. We need to understand that it is so very important to pay our volunteers with appreciation. Now, being a kids pastor, and if there's any kids leaders that are listening, whether you're on staff or you're not on staff, you know how easy it is and how crazy it can be to just get lost in the shuffle and just focusing on the next event, focusing on the next thing that's coming out, and what are we going to do in our kids' church, and how are we going to improve this program, and so on and so forth. And those things are important. But I just want to challenge my fellow kids leaders that paying volunteers with appreciation, building a culture where volunteers feel valued and they feel appreciated, is extremely important. And I just want to challenge you that whatever your budget may look like, and again, that's probably the word that you're thinking of right now is, well, I don't have the budget to do this. I just want to challenge you that no matter how small, how big the budget, or maybe it's not even existent, that paying your volunteers with appreciation is as important as buying curriculum. It's as important as doing outreach. It's as important as any of those other aspects, because when we build a culture where people feel valued, there's going to be a positivity that arises from that. And people are going to enjoy even more volunteering. They're going to enjoy even more their ministry to kids. And that's going to allow your vision to be supported even more. And so it just comes back as a full circle. And so I just want to challenge you that whatever it may look like, even if you have to go to Dollar Tree and get thank you cards, and every week send out thank you cards to your volunteers, do it. Whatever it is that you can do. One thing that we like to do here is food, right? Food is the universal language. No matter what, if we're having a setup meeting where people are setting up props, I make sure to go get Starbucks for everyone. Or if we have a meeting after church for one of our teams, if it's a curriculum team or our special needs ministry team, you know, I make sure that there's food there. And again, every church is different. Every culture is different. I mean, food works for everyone, but do what works best for you. But my point is that do something. Show your volunteers that they are appreciated, that they are valued. And I promise you, it is an investment that you will be so happy that you make. So take some time today out of your busy schedule, out of the craziness of planning for your fall festival or planning for the Christmas play, and ask, how much do I really show my volunteers that they're appreciated? How much do I really pay them with appreciation and letting them know that they're valued? You're not doing it because it's something that they ask for, that they're doing it for. Obviously, they're not doing it for those reasons, but you're doing it to build a culture where they know that they're valued, where they know that they're appreciated. Because trust me, a little thank you card can go a long way. A little gift card can go a long way. Whatever it is that you're able to do, make sure that in all of the craziness and all of the planning and all of the busyness of being a kids leader, that you are always making sure that there is room and that there is effort to pay your volunteers with appreciation. This has been 5 Minute Friday. I'm Josh Combs. Thank you so much for listening to Kinetic Podcasts. God bless.